Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Season's greetings. This is episode number 19 of Worldwide Wonderful Women, and the title of this episode is God with Us. When you woke up this morning, did you sense God's presence with you? Did you even acknowledge His presence? As you go through your day, are you aware of His being with you? Do you see His working on your behalf in your daily activities? There's a prophecy recorded in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and this is what it states. Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, this prophecy in Isaiah foretold of a unique birth. First of all, it says, behold, the virgin shall conceive. Now, that's a unique birth. And then it told the sex of the child shall bear a son. And then it told the name of the child, and his name shall be Emmanuel. Now, in the book of Matthew, we get further insight. In Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, it states, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son. And you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, there's a lot in here which I, as a teacher, would love to expound upon, but I basically want to concentrate on the name Emmanuel, which Matthew gives us further insight, which means God with us. So the book of Matthew is letting us know that Emmanuel is a Hebrew word meaning God with us. Now, there's no record, as far as I am aware of Jesus ever being called Emmanuel while on earth. He was always called Jesus. Now, the name Jesus means God is salvation or God saves. Now, we know that Jesus came to earth so that we could see the very evidence of God being with us. Well, for what reason? For the very purpose of saving us. So Jesus is God, and the ministry that he has is saving people from their sin. And the only way that that could be accomplished was for God himself to come down to be with us. Yes, Emmanuel, God with us. So in Jesus, God came to us and lives in our world, and he identifies with us in every way. Now, knowing that and understanding that he is with us and that in and of ourselves we could not go to him or even live in the heavenly realms without him should cause us to be grateful and thankful as we come into this season where we acknowledge Jesus took the pain of being able to come from his heavenly realm and to come down to earth to identify with us and to reveal to us that God is with us constantly. Jesus doesn't take us out of our trials and pains of daily living. He walks with us in the midst of them. He helps us to have the strength, the counsel, the endurance, and the wisdom needed to be victorious in spite of them. So the salvation that Jesus brings is not an escape from the world, but God's ability to deliver us while in the world. You know, in looking back over my life, I can definitely see the evidence of God being with me, whether in good times or bad. Just for example, I can see his working in my life to bring me into full-time ministry. When I was younger, or many years ago, I began to teach the little children in Sunday school. And I really enjoyed it, and I began to, what I realize now, to develop my spiritual gift of teaching. And what happened was, I taught the children, and then one day I was approached to teach the teens. Well, that frightened me. To teach the teens, I didn't know whether I could handle their challenges or not. But then I began to teach the teens. And then I was approached and asked to teach women. And so I began to teach women. And then they began to go out and tell other women in the way that I taught, where I took the word of God and broke it down in a practical way where they could understand it. And that is how I began to go out and to teach and speak all over. It wasn't something that I had set out to do, but I can see now that God was with me. He was training me, delivering and teaching and developing me so that I could one day come to a point of having comfort, knowing that he was with me and I wasn't by myself, so that I could teach and travel and speak and share his word. And there are so many ways throughout the day that God reveals himself and shows that he's with me. Just in little ways. I can go to a grocery store and the very things that I needed, I can find on sale. And I really give God the praise and thanking when that happens. Also, I can be in a rush or have a little bit of time and I need a parking spot. And here, God will open up a parking spot just when I need it. Then I know there are times when maybe my heart might be sad or there's something that is troubling me, and God may have someone call or write to cheer me up. There are so many ways in which we can see God's hand and his presence being with us. There's a passage that is very dear to my heart, and one that I've committed to memory, and I'd like to share it with you. The New King James Version states it this way. And the passage, first of all, I should tell you where it's found. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. And this is what it says in the New King James. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Then I also like how the New Living Translation states this verse. It says, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never fail you nor abandon you. And so I am just so thankful that God wanted to make sure that we understood that he did all that he could in his love to come down here to let us know through Jesus Christ that he is with us. So whether we acknowledge it or not, God is with us. You, my dear, are important to him. He truly values you enough to send his only begotten son to deliver you, whether you understand your need for deliverance or not. If you have not, will you start to acknowledge his presence with you throughout the day? Will you let him know that you see him and appreciate his never leaving you alone? I trust that you will. I trust that you will begin to look at ways in which you can see the evidence of God being with you, of going before you, of never leaving you nor forsaking you, so that you don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be dismayed, because he has promised to never fail you nor abandon you. Now remember, we could have never been able to make our way to God and to develop a right relationship with him. Because that was impossible for us, he did the impossible by coming down to us to reveal himself to us, to make himself known to us, and to give us the comfort and the assurance of knowing that he would always be with us. Not that he was going to take away the trials or all the pain, but that in the midst of the trials and the pain, he would be with us, to walk with us, and to help us to come through. Well, although we here at Transformed Worldwide Ministries cannot be with you constantly, we appreciate it when you do listen to these podcasts weekly. And we hope that you will visit our website, which is going to be announced at the end of this podcast. And just realize, even though we're not with you constantly, our God is. Emmanuel, God is with us. So please join us again next week, should our Lord tarry. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.